and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Heart with Dr. Rohit Sane. And we are now today going to cover up a question, a topic in which there are a lot of questions that have come from all of you. Welcoming you to this episode, I am your host and friend Dr. Aman Kapoor, and joining with me is the founder of Madhabag, our expert Dr. Rohit Sane. Rohit sir, welcome back to this episode.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Aman. It's extremely good to have myself again back on this podcast. So, hoping to solve many questions as what we do in our daily episodes. So, thank you once again.
Great, Dr. Sane. Dr. Sane, we have a lot of questions coming from our viewers regarding cholesterol. When we did talk about blockages, we discussed about cholesterol, but people still have a fear or a doubt. And there's a lot of misconception about cholesterol. So let's start helping them with your knowledge in a simplified manner to understand how and what about cholesterol. So Dr. Sane, first thing is cholesterol really very bad for us? Because it is called as a villain by a lot of people and it is blamed for heart problems. So cholesterol as a villain, what is your opinion on it?
Okay. My opinion is very straightforward. Cholesterol is not at all the culprit. Cholesterol is not at all the villain in this whole story. We need to understand the whole story in detail. So if at all we talk about cholesterol being the worst agent, we should know about few facts related to cholesterol. The first thing is every cell in our body, every functional unit in our body is made up of cholesterol. So cholesterol is an integral part of our body and we cannot stay alive without cholesterol. If at all there is any damage in our body, what heals that damage in our body is nothing else but cholesterol. So cholesterol is normally produced by your liver every day. If at all it would have been the villain, if at all it would have been so bad in nature, body would have not produced it at all. So if at all the body produces it, obviously the body has need of cholesterol and hence it produces itself. So if at all we talk about cholesterol, it is not at all that cholesterol is not required by the body. Cholesterol is very much required by the body. If at all we talk about the grammage that the body produces cholesterol, body produces more than about a gram of cholesterol every day. So even though you don't consume cholesterol related foods, body will still produce cholesterol in itself because it is an integral part of your body. Every cell needs cholesterol every second. So without cholesterol, there is no life, and hence cholesterol is very, very important for us to survive.
So considering this, Dr. Sane, a lot of questions come into our mind. One of the questions that comes into mind is that if cholesterol is integral to our functioning of the body and integral to our life, then why is cholesterol associated with blockages and heart attacks?
Okay. First thing we got to understand is the cholesterol that we see normally rising in our blood and the cholesterol that is observed inside the blockages when we normally study the blockages post-mortem. When we see the cholesterol in those blockages, that cholesterol is a different kind of cholesterol. While the cholesterol that is seen in our blood is a different kind of cholesterol. So these two cholesterols are different, and the cholesterol inside the blockage has undergone some kind of chemical reaction due to which that kind of cholesterol is a bit different. Now, coming back to our point, that cholesterol, if at all it is said so that it has been associated with blockages and heart attack, I would like to say that heart attack is because of a blood clot. It is not because of a cholesterol plaque. Cholesterol plaque in itself would not lead to a heart attack. Heart attack, if at all you are talking about, you are talking about a blood clot, and that has nothing to do with cholesterol. So if you talk about heart attack, leave it aside. It is not a matter to be discussed with cholesterol. Yes. Now, when cholesterol is supposed to be discussed, yes, blockages can be discussed along with it. Now, Do we associate cholesterol rise with the blockage formation? Yes, we do associate, because it has been seen that there is a tendency whenever the serum cholesterol increases, there is a chance that your cholesterol plaques, the blockages might develop. But at the same time, there have been several researches in which, in spite of cholesterol increase, blockages were not seen in those coronary arteries. As well, on the reverse side, though the blockages were seen in the coronary artery, still the cholesterol was seen to be normal in those individuals. So, if at all you talk about a direct correlation between cholesterol and blockages, no direct correlation has been still observed. Yes, but it was a thought few decades back that this serum cholesterol, if at all, was observed inside the blockages, the level of this cholesterol in your blood was supposed to be kept in control. But later on, the things kept on changing. Now, the gaze has shifted from the total cholesterol to LDL cholesterol. So, cholesterol is no more said to be a culprit or no more said to be a villain in this whole story. Cholesterol is just a marker that has been observed, and many a times it has association with the blockages, many a times it doesn't have an association with the blockages. So directly correlating both these things would not work scientifically. But yes, if at all we are talking about cholesterol relation with those blockages, LDL, which is a carrier of this cholesterol from one side to other side, it's like a truck, it's like a vehicle which carries cholesterol from one end to another end. This LDL carrier, the LDL cholesterol carrier, is very important when we talk about blockages.
Great, Dr. Sane. LDL and HDL is commonly known to people as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And you just mentioned right now that it is a carrier of cholesterol. So can you help us understand a little bit more about the concept of LDL, HDL, etc.?
Okay. Now, just for the layman understanding concept, it was mentioned somewhere that LDL is the bad cholesterol and HDL is the good cholesterol. It is just for the sake of understanding. But actually, the story doesn't go in that way. I'll give you still more a detailed explanation about it. LDL cholesterol, the task, the job profile of this LDL cholesterol is to carry cholesterol from the liver to the site of damage. As I mentioned a few minutes back, when is cholesterol manufactured by the liver is whenever there is a kind of damage happening to any cell or any lining of any of these tissues. The lining, if at all, is supposed to be repaired, cholesterol needs to be manufactured. Now, the manufacturing site, the factory of manufacturing for this cholesterol is your liver. Every cell also manufactures its own cholesterol, but the whole depot, whole manufacturing unit is the liver itself. Now, when the liver manufactures this cholesterol is supposed to be transported from the liver to the site of damage. The site of damage could be anywhere in the body. Now consider the damage was there in my right toe. Now, if at all, this cholesterol which was manufactured from my liver is supposed to be transported to the right toe. In that case, who is going to transport this cholesterol from the liver to the right toe is going to be your LDL, which is called as a low density lipoprotein. So this LDL transports the cholesterol from the liver to the site of damage. Now, once the cholesterol reaches over there, the activity of healing begins. Consider the transport that happened was for about 50 molecules of cholesterol, and in the repair work about 20 to 30 cholesterol molecules were utilized, and still 20 molecules more are staying over there which are unutilized. Now, who is supposed to get back this unutilized cholesterol back to the liver? The agent that carries this unutilized cholesterol molecules from the damaged side back to the liver is nothing else but your HDL, that is high density lipoprotein. So if at all we talk about LDL and HDL, LDL is a carrier which carries cholesterol from the liver to the damaged site, while HDL is the agent, is the carrier which carries cholesterol from the damaged site to the liver. So if at all we understand over here, LDL and HDL are just carriers of cholesterol. Now it has been usually observed that whenever the damage percentage increases in your body, why does this damage happen? That's a different story. We can talk about it later. But consider the damages go on increasing, obviously the cholesterol production is going to increase. Now, if at all the cholesterol production is supposed to increase, LDL manufacturing is going to increase. So when the LDL level increases, it's a direct parameter of having that kind of stress inside your body. So whenever the LDL level goes on rising, the stress level is increasing. That is what's supposed to be inferred. And that is how, if at all the stress level increases, the amount of LDL increases and the plaque formation begins. So that is how the story about LDL and HDL relation to your blockage formation.
Fantastic, Dr. Sahne. This is a very, very, eye-opening observation and knowledge that you have shared with all of us. And I'm sure listeners who are listening to this podcast will also find this quite eye-opening. Now, the question comes is that people talk about high cholesterol and cholesterol becoming very high. What does it mean that the cholesterol has become high in practical layman terms?
Okay. There are certain levels, normal levels that have been observed in lakhs and lakhs of patients. And based on that, there are certain guidelines which speak about what are the normal levels of these cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides. And we are supposed to keep ourselves within these normal limits. If we talk about total cholesterol, a few decades back, the normal level of total cholesterol was supposed to be 275. Many a times it was documented as 300 also as normal levels. But since last 10 to 15 years, it has been said that the normal level of total cholesterol should be somewhere about 250. Later on, this guideline was again revised, and now the total cholesterol has been designated to about 200 as the upper limit. So if at all you follow those earlier guidelines, the normal level of total cholesterol would be 275, and if at all you follow the recent most guidelines, the total cholesterol normal level would be 200. Which guideline to be followed? Individual clinician's decision. Now, once we come to this, that the total cholesterol should be below 200, now we come to the levels of LDL and HDL cholesterol. LDL cholesterol, which is usually called as a bad cholesterol, but as what I just mentioned, there is nothing good and bad into it. But the total level of LDL cholesterol should be below 150 if at all you haven't suffered any heart attack in the past. If at all you don't have any history of heart disease, the total LDL level should be below 150. But consider you have suffered some kind of heart disease in the past, suffered a heart attack in the past, or undergone an angioplasty or bypass surgery in the past. Then in that case, the total LDL level expected in your body should be below 100. If at all no history of heart disease, your level can be maintained till 150. But if at all you have a history of heart disease, it should be below 100 level of LDL cholesterol. Now, when we talk about HDL cholesterol, the normal usual limit of HDL cholesterol is expected to be about 30 to 50 is the normal level of HDL cholesterol that is being expected. Somebody say about 35 to 50, 35 to 60, the levels keep on plus minus 10% here and there. But the average level of HDL cholesterol that you should have in your body is somewhere about 30 to 50. And if at all you have those cholesterol levels in between these levels, the total cholesterol, LDL as well as HDL, you have done with your good health related to your heart. But beyond this, there is one more personality that we are supposed to understand, and that is called as triglycerides. So triglycerides is nothing else but three acylglycerol molecules which are supposed to be kept under check. Why? The reason behind it is newer researchers say that beyond thinking about cholesterol, we are supposed to think about triglycerides, because triglycerides has a direct linkage with the tendency of forming those blockages, forming of those plaques inside your coronary arteries as well. This triglyceride also has a direct correlation with the heart attack. So, if at all we talk about triglycerides, the usual triglyceride levels should be below 150 or 170. Whatever limits you consider, we will consider the better one, that is going to be 150. If at all your triglyceride level is below 150, the risk of developing heart disease in that person is going to be ultra low. So keeping the triglycerides as low as possible is going to be superb. And so, thus you have four markers that you are supposed to check in your blood. The first one is total cholesterol, which should be below 250 or 200. You can decide it for yourself. The second is going to be LDL cholesterol below 150 or 100 as per your history. The third is going to be your HDL, which should be about 35 to 50. And the last is going to be triglyceride, which should be below 150. If that is so, and you have been inside these limits for several months in the past, you have a very low chances of developing any kind of heart disease.
Fantastic, fantastic, Dr. Sare. That clears a lot of doubts that have been coming across from our viewers, I'm sure of that. Dr. Sare, the other question is that, is there any way to know that your cholesterol levels are high without doing a test? Are there any signs that can, you know, trigger someone to say, okay, my cholesterol could be high, let me get it checked?
Absolutely. There are several symptoms. Like, for example, a day you start feeling tired without doing any huge activities, the day you feel malaise, the day you feel fatigue, many a times you feel depressed, many a times you feel fullness of your stomach, many a times you feel that you feel over hungry, or many a times you feel that you are not hungry at all. So these are all signs which show that you should get your lipid profile checked. Along with that, if at all you experience numbness in your hands and feet, that again is a sign of high triglyceride levels in your body. If at all you experience nocturnal urination, if at all you are supposed to get up for passing urine in the night, this again could be a sign that your triglyceride level is increasing. If at all you have high sugar craving, many a times after your dinner you feel to have something sweet, that also could be a sign of high triglyceride increase. Many a times your skin starts feeling sticky from within, that again is a sign of high triglyceride increase. Many a times the sweat starts stinking, that again is a sign of triglyceride increase. There are several signs that we are supposed to be aware about, but if at all you are aware about these signs, you will be able to understand whether to get your lipid profile checked or not.
Awesome, Dr. Sare. Awesome, Dr. Sare. Very important points. Friends, if you, those who are listening to this, remember these signs. These are the signs. If you see, then start taking the corrective actions. Now that brings us to corrective actions, Dr. Sare. When the cholesterol levels are high, what can be done at home without the need of medicine? Because medicines are there, yes, but simple lifestyle changes, I believe, could also help in reducing and maintaining cholesterol levels normally. So what are these tips that our people, our listeners, should adopt to?
Okay. Usually, as I just mentioned a few minutes back, that whenever you are stressed in your life, whenever you are either physically or emotionally, mentally, psychologically stressed in your life, there is a chance of oxidation that happens in your body. So the nascent oxygen, the oxygen that is there in your body, gets broken down and individual O molecules become nascent oxygens, and these are the most demolishing agents in our body. Now, these nascent oxygens, when they get oxidized and create some kind of damage, body usually has those vitamins in our body which normally neutralize this oxidation through their antioxidants. So, antioxidants is the best way to tackle this kind of damage inside your body. And if at all this damage is being blocked by the antioxidants, the damages would be delayed, the damages would be prevented, avoided, and due to which the cholesterol level will not increase. So the lifestyle advice to improve my cholesterol level is, first is going to be whatever kind of emotional, psychological, physical stress that you are going through, try to tackle that stress in a very judicious manner. If at all you manage your stress well, the oxidation inside your body will reduce down. Obviously, your cholesterol levels will be in control. That is the first thing. Second most important thing, if at all you are not able to do that, you will have to supplement yourself with more number of antioxidants. The best antioxidants available in your body are several vitamins. The vitamin B12 kind of thing, the vitamin D3, and several other vitamins, all of them are supposed to be antioxidants. The more amount of vitamins that you have in your body, the best reference antioxidant is going to be your vitamin C. If at all you have huge amount of intake of vitamin C or huge amount of storage of vitamin B12, these play the role of being an antioxidant, and if at all you supplement your body with these vitamins, it is going to help you to control your cholesterol levels. So the whole profile of vitamin B as well as the vitamin C as well as vitamin D3, all of them are going to be the best antioxidants. Now, going beyond of these antioxidants, we have several other herbs. Like, you must be knowing about garlic, you should be knowing about all the vegetables and all the herbal leaves, whatever you can consume. Most of them are antioxidants. It has been mentioned that there is a method of measuring this antioxidant value in every herb, which is called as an ORAC value, O-R-A-C. If at all you go on the internet and understand that, every individual herb has its own ORAC value. Like, for example, Tulsi Patta. This Tulsi Patta has a huge amount of ORAC value in it, so huge amount of antioxidant reabsorbing potential, and that kind of herbs can help you to improve your antioxidant levels in your body and thus prevent your cholesterol increase. That is the second thing that you got to know about. The third most important thing is going to be your excretory system. There are three excretory systems in our body. One is the urine and stool. The feces and the urine that we talk about, that is the first excretory system. The second excretory system is your lungs, through which you try to throw out those gases from your body, like cholesterol, like carbon dioxide and others, through which you try to improve your body by throwing out those excretory agents present inside your body, that is your breathing. And the third most important excretory system is your skin. So you throw out that sweat from your body, thus excreting this salt and water from your body. And these three excretory systems, if at all you make them more active, like exercise is going to be the most easiest way to make all these three systems active. The more you exercise, the more you will pass out urine, your bowels would be much more clearer. The more you exercise, you will sweat during exercise and throw out all these excretory agents which were supposed to be thrown out of the body. And the third most important thing is going to be breathing exercises, which is again going to maintain the equilibrium of the gases inside the body and thus reduce down the formation of oxidants inside your body. So these simple lifestyle tricks of improving your stress, or else combating your stress, would be the first thing. Second is going to be the exercise part of it. And the third most important thing is going to be the food consume. If at all you consume more amount of food which has oxidation already done into it, like fried foods and all those things which we normally consume, the packaged food that we consume, they normally have a huge amount of salt in them, huge amount of sugar in them, as well as a lot amount of fried things which usually have a huge amount of oxidative material. If at all we consume them, obviously the antioxidant potential that is required in your body will be required to a very high level. So that is how three important things that you are supposed to think about. If you keep these three things in control, the lifestyle that you'll be following will be excellent, and in that case your cholesterol levels will stay back to normal.
Awesome, awesome, really awesome, Dr. Sane. And I'm sure these three things can be adopted by everybody who's listening to this podcast. Yes, there will be certain inertia, some initial resistance to change is always there in people. But once they start getting going, I'm sure this is going to work a lot. And the suggestions that you have given, I believe, will not only work on cholesterol, but it will also work on overall mental and physical well-being of the person, because exercise helps reducing depression and stress. That will again help in reducing cholesterol. So fantastic insights, Dr. Sane. And in your career, before we end, in your career of last 2 plus decades that you are having, you must be facing a lot of fears, questions about cholesterol from patients left, right and center. Can you tell us something that really makes you feel, makes your face smile or laugh, or something that is funny when you think, whenever you have heard or experiences related to cholesterol?
Yeah, there are several such experiences that people are not aware about. It is only the lack of awareness amongst people that they have those questions in their mind. Many a times people ask that if at all it is in my blood, can I pull out that cholesterol through a syringe and pull out that blood and throw it off and I can get rid of that cholesterol? Can I excrete my cholesterol through my stools and urine? So there are several questions that people keep on asking. They are funny, but I do accept that this is the lack of awareness that people have. And it is our job. We doctors have this moral responsibility of creating that kind of awareness that cholesterol is not the culprit. Cholesterol is not the villain. It is a savior of your body. When we explain this, people understand it well. These things, those questions that they have in their mind, they get neutralized and people become more aware about their own health.
Great, Dr. Sane. Thank you so much. It has been wonderful discussing about cholesterol with you in this episode. My dear friends, those who are listening, I would request you to do 2-3 things as always. One, like this podcast, share it and drop your comments below in the comment section on whatever platform you are listening to. This podcast is available on every major podcast platform available, including Spotify, JioSaavn, Amazon Audible, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Samsung Music, and a lot more. So please make sure to drop your comments, like, share. The more you share it with your friends, family and your loved ones and near and dear ones, the more people will get the right knowledge to take care of their health. So do this, because sharing is caring. And as always, stay connected till our next episode. This is Dr. Aman Kapoor signing over and out. Thank you, Dr. Sane, for wonderful tips and gems. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.